not a good clearance by Ridgewell. Cottrell on the right-hand side picks up and tries to put an early cross in. Donaldson, far post, and it's off the post and in. And Blues in front already. Clayton Donaldson on the end of a beautiful cross from Cottrell that just floated out of the goalkeeper's reach. And Donaldson cleverly heading it back across the goal, off the post and in, a minute and 10 seconds. And Blues lead Wigan 1-0. The throw from the right-hand side from Caddy. Shinny, edge of the area, turns Ridgewell. Shinny shoots, off the post. Donaldson, it's 2-0. And Blues all over Wigan, unpick them again for a second goal in the first 14 minutes. Shinny created it, turned Ridgewell. Hit a low shot from the corner of the penalty area, which bounced back off the post, but it was laid perfectly into the path of Donaldson, who tapped it in for his second goal, and Blues lead 2-0. Blues have given it away a little carelessly inside their own half, though. And McLean has picked up on the right-hand side, up towards the edge of the penalty area. And McLean has a shot, and it's hit the post and gone in. And a terrific goal for James McLean. Has reduced the arrears after 35 minutes. And fair play to McLean, who's been working away almost on his own so far. But picking up from a Blues mistake and hitting a 25-yard shot high into the top corner in off the post. A great goal. And it's Blues 2, Wigan 1. Now Shinny has found Cottrell on the right. Two to his left. Cottrell's cross in, looking for Donaldson, heading clear. Gray and Donaldson, and it's 3-1. And it's a hat-trick for Clayton Donaldson. Well, the breakaway from the Wigan corner brought Blues their reward in the end. Donaldson from close range once again, after the high cross in from the right didn't find him. Gray tapped it goalwards, and Donaldson nipped in. Gray's down hurt after a collision with a defender. But Donaldson celebrating. The match ball is his, and what a relief. It's Blues 3, Wigan 1.
Gary, that's a good win. It was comfortable, although there was a time it looked like money would be even more comfortable.
Yeah, I think it should have been more comfortable. I think the goal we conceded was a poor goal to concede from our behalf, and it came on the back of, you know, a sloppy pass. I think it was Robbo, actually, which was unlike him, but a sloppy pass into Groundsey was exactly what they wanted, so they can nick it and break on us. And then we don't show McLean, who's, you know, very, very left-footed, onto the outside. We let him come inside, and it's a wonderful finish. I mean, it's a great piece of individual brilliance that Darren couldn't get close to at all. But after such a good start, you know, it's disappointing to do that. We actually navigated that quite well. I mean, I felt for maybe for the last 15 minutes of the first half, perhaps we didn't play as well as we could, and looked a little bit edgy just for those 10-15 minutes, but came out very strong, and certainly the third goal killed the game off, and I felt we dominated for the rest of that game.
And there was lots of good stuff to enjoy. With David Davis saying this week how football is fun again, and it looked like it was fun.
Well, you want it to be fun. I mean, you know, let's be honest, we all want to enjoy our jobs, don't we? So footballers are no different, and I think that, you know, when you've got the Birmingham City badge on your shirt, like a lot of proud clubs, there's a great pressure on the players to perform. And I think when the pressure's on them, and when they're not winning games, and when it's not fun in the week, it becomes a slog, and it becomes hard to show how good a footballer you are. You know, I think to show those abilities, and like Dave O says, you know, you have to feel that, you know, if you make a mistake, you're going to get that little bit of support. And if you make a mistake, you're going to be encouraged to try it again. And that way people get on the ball. So I was particularly pleased today with the way we came out. And I thought some of our counter-attacking football was very, very good in the first 20, 25 minutes. Maybe should have deserved a little more. And then I was really pleased with the way we controlled the game second half and actually started to pass the ball a little bit better and look very, very... It looked as though the players did enjoy certainly the second period.
It doesn't hurt when a striker suddenly hits a purple patch like Clayton has now.
Well, he deserves it because he works so hard for the team. And for me, that is the prerequisite. I think all the players appreciate the role he does. And that's why at the moment he's played every single game up there, because he does a little bit of everything. He works tirelessly for the team. He holds the ball up well. He fights for the other players. And he's picking his goals up. And for me, they're bonuses. It's fantastic. Because he's a striker, he's going to be judged on those goals. But, you know, for us, he warrants a place in the team anyway. And I think they're all very, very different goals today. I thought the first one was something we'd looked at a lot with their back three. We felt as though there were little spaces on the back post when we were crossing the ball. And Cotts has put a wonderful cross in. He's probably the best crosser of the ball, I would say, in this division, bar none. And it was a great finish. The second one, fantastic feat from Shinny. Very unlucky not to score himself, and Clace reacted really well to the rebound, quicker than all the defenders. So, and then the third one, a little bit similar where he reacts. I think Demari gets in the box and actually is brave on his challenge, where the lad clatters him, shows a different side to his game, and then Clace is there just to toe it in. So, yeah, very different goals, but an excellent hat-trick and thoroughly deserved.